I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
You can't grow up without a decent education, you know. So, I am going to be your tutor. You watch now, you like this. Icatus figatus sumba kazing. I want your attention, everything. Pockety, wackety, whack, abber, abber, and abber, and knack. Shrink in size, very small, we got to save enough room for all. Higgitus, figgitus, figgitus, boom, prestidigitonium. Higgitus, figgitus, figgitus, boom, prestidigitonium. Higgitus, figgitus, figgitus, boom, prestidigitonium.
All right, everybody, how you doing out there? This is Derek Toker. You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR. And the show you are about to experience is Sound Square. You can catch us online at CITR.ca streaming, and I'll have the podcast for the show available afterwards. We've got an exciting show today. We are having a one-hour in-studio session with Rapido, a local Vancouver indie rock band, and they've just released their new album on Bandcamp, and it's going to be freaking exciting. And I apologize if I'm going to be a little bit forgetful because I am running off of vending machine food, some apple juice, and pretzels. So hopefully the sugar rush kicks in pretty soon. I was out today at the Main Street Vinyl Fair, and that was pretty cool. Got to see Nardwar. There was also this guy that had like all these amazing like first pressing albums that were sealed and had never been touched, and I just wanted to buy all of them and rip them open, sort of like driving a new car off the lot, and watch the value completely plummet. But there's something satisfying about tearing open a collector item. Let's see here. What else do we have? I went and saw A Tribe Called Red last night at Fortune Sound Club. It was my first time there, and it was pretty exciting. Packed show, and got to hear a lot of music that I don't normally get to experience. And speaking of going out last night, and I'm probably going to try and go out again tonight, we're going to listen to a song from a Canadian band out of Saskatchewan, The Deep Dark Woods, and the track is called All the Money I Had Is Gone.
Two, three, four. Cause my heart to ache, 'cause all the money I had is gone. All the money I had is gone. I've been high and I've been low. I've been east and I've been west. But the way it goes, I'm never getting rest, 'cause all the money I had is gone. All the money I had is gone. Gone. all the money I had is gone. All the green hand that live around this land, they'll be wiped away come judgment day. But all the money I had is gone. All the money I had is gone. All the money I had is gone. All the money I had is gone.
It looks like the turntable is not cooperating. We dug into the vaults to pull out some meat puppets, and the meat puppets don't want to cooperate. Okay, so I've got the band here, Rapido, in the studio. We are going to do a sound check here because there's a lot of microphones and a lot of headphones and a lot of people. So let's do this.
Check, check. Excuse me. Check, check.
Hello.
Hello. Radio Land.
Check, check.
All right, sounds pretty good. So.
Yeah.
So for all the listeners out there, we're here with Rapido, a Vancouver independent rock band, and why don't you guys just introduce yourselves?
I'm Colin Funk.
My name is Eddie Hugill.
And my name is Derek Dahl. And we are Rapido.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, no problem. Let's just move these microphones a little closer.
Let's get close.
All righty.
Got to get intimate here.
Maybe,
yeah. Yeah, make
nice.
Love to
that's
the microphone.
Nice. That's
nice. All right, so what do you guys want to talk about?
the record.
Yeah, totally.
All right,
yeah,
so you guys just released your new record. It's called Pistols at Dawn. Why don't you tell me a little bit about it?
Well, basically, you know, we were kind of two different bands, two different writers, and I used to live in Whistler, and when I moved down to Vancouver, met up with these cats, and just kind of came together and decided to just, you know, utilize our resources and make a record with the tunes that we had. So we just went from there, and I don't know where the kind of alt country influence came from, but it just kind of ended up like
it
that and the Pistols at Dawn. Yeah, so
yeah, sure.
Yeah, we
so
just went with it.
So maybe you could describe a little bit what the musical style is. So you said alt country.
Yeah,
that,
it's
is
got
right?
some alternative kind of country-ish tones to it.
I think just know, kind of the theme of the band is the alt country. I'm not sure if it's actually an alt country band at all. It's I'd always call it eclectic rock because every song is different in
yep.
one or another. One will be fairly poppy, one will be more kind of garagey rock, one will be just folk, or one will be just straight up country music. So I don't know, it's a little bit of everything.
So is there a song off your album that we can maybe give the listeners a chance to sort of gauge, you know, what kind of style you guys are all about here?
Yeah, sure.
What do you guys want to listen to?
Should we hit him with Rockin' Horse first?
I was just going to say
Rockin' Horse.
Yeah, right, Rockin' Horse Cowboy.
Okay, this is Rockin' Horse Cowboy off of Rapido's new album, Pistols at Dawn. Yeah.
Nope.
No, that's not Rockin' Horse Cowboy. This one is...
Yeah.
rocking horse cowboy, rocking down the road. Left his homeland for rodeo, chasing sunshine up and down the coast. Holy Ghost, with the Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Anyway, the cave man was hired to kill some lead. She was the hottest slut that Shitsville's ever seen.
CITR is celebrating the 75th anniversary of UBC Radio Excellence, 30 years on the FM dial, and 30 years of Discorder magazine. Your one and only CITR 101.9 FM is inviting all CITR alumni and friends to our alumni weekend this November 16th and 17th. On the 16th, we'll be kicking it live on location at Perch on 337 Hastings around 5 p.m. for some beers, cheers, and cooling with peers. The 17th, come to Thea's Lounge for some Give Us Your Love brunch at 11 a.m. Find out more about what's going down at the station and the progress we have made over the years. Shortly after, join us for tours of our beloved station and learn about our space in the new sub. Come to our birthday party on Saturday evening at Chapel Arts with CITR alumni Lisa Marr and Culture Shock performing, as well as Gang Signs, Fine Mist, Carolyn Mark, and Channels 3 and 4. Reminisce about the good old days, bumping the shows of the past, as we have dedicated this special weekend to hearing our alumni on the airwaves. So come and cool out with us on the freaking weekend and have you some fun. But don't forget to register for events. Visit CITR.ca for more details.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate, remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What is Pilate? He fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Nightwatch Show. What's in ya?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
And we're back. You're still listening to 101.9 FM CITR. We are here in the studio with Rapido, Vancouver rock band, indie, local, all that good stuff. And you guys are four members in the band, is that right?
Yes, yes. We're missing Kyle Shepherd, who's our drummer.
Okay.
He's probably playing some metal tonight somewhere. He's in a couple metal bands. Terrifier, they're pretty heavy.
I think they're playing December 1st, I think. I'm not exactly sure where. I would assume the Rickshaw, but we'll give them a shout.
But they're pretty solid band for sure.
Right on. So we just heard Rocking Horse Cowboy off your new album, and maybe just one more time tell us who you are and sort of what role you play in the band. Like, are you the drummer, the guitar player, the singer?
Gotcha, yeah.
The remixer.
C-Funk?
Well, we share lots of stuff, but I'm Colin C-Funk, Funkatronic master of mayhem. But play bass and guitar and sing, but we switch back and forth a little bit on the basses and the guitars.
Yeah, I'm Derek Dahl, and I play lead guitar and bass as well. On Rockin' Horse, I'm playing bass on that song. And I guess a little bit of guitar, too, because the magic of recording, right?
Yeah. Exactly. I play electric guitar and acoustic as well and do some of the writing. Colin read some of the lyrics as well. And Rocking Horse Cowboy, we all kind of came together on that tune and put it together, which is really good.
It was probably the first one that we all came together and actually wrote it between the three of us instead of having your own ideas and then
pre-written
songs.
Oh, okay, so all your stuff is normally you each independently bring sort of the song and the lyrics?
I was saying, like, we were kind of two different kind of bands before, and we just came together to kind of put, use our resources. But that tune, was kind of organically created by all of us, which was which is good. So it kind of gave us a little drive, motivation for the future and what we're going to write, and it's kind of exciting. So...
So any plans to write about skin cancer?
No.
Maybe now.
If we can decide how much we're going to actually pay for the device to take a photo of it. I think we passed the survey, but...
Yeah, so anyway, well, people out there don't really understand what we're talking about. But on the way into the studio tonight, we were driving in, and we UBC is impossible to find out where the CITR radio station is. We're lost.
Yeah, we're in a bunker eight floors below the ground.
There's
here.
There's roads that don't quite get to it, too. You can see it.
So we stop. We see this, like, beautiful girl standing on the side there. She's, like, standing there with a pad and paper, and we're like, okay, well, just ask her. She probably knows where it is. So we open the window. We're like, excuse me, do you know where the radio station is or the student union building? And she's like, no, but I have some questions for you. And we're like, okay,
this is my lucky day.
Yeah, and she's like, we're like looking at her watches like, oh my God, here we go. And she says, what do you think about skin cancer? Or do you care for skin cancer or something?
About skin cancer.
And I'm like, not really, but...
I haven't really thought about it.
But she did have a great idea. She was coming up with this idea that you have a device that you can attach to your iPhone. And it takes pictures of your skin, your lesions, I guess, on your skin or whatever.
Lesions.
Is that what you call them? I don't know.
Not
doctor. But anyway, yeah.
They look like Jesus.
And you can email it to a doctor. And she wanted to know how much we'd pay for that fee. And I was like, $5 at first. But then I thought about it. I'm like, that's actually kind of a cool idea. I'd probably pay like $200 or something for that. But
yeah, no one wants skin cancer.
No, I think that's...
Sorry for everyone out there that does have skin cancer.
Send $200 to Rapido.
Yeah.
And we'll send you a skin cancer device.
Oh.
Well, that's all downhill from here.
But anyway, good idea. Good luck with that.
So speaking of skin cancer... you guys have a review coming out in a magazine. Maybe you could talk about that.
Segue.
Yes. Excellent segue. There's this magazine called Ground Control Mag. Anyone out there should check it out. It's called www.groundcontrolmag.com. And there's some really good reviews in there from bands. And it's actually an old friend of mine that's that writes for it, but that's obviously why we got it in there. But anyway, you should definitely go check it out. Some great reviews. He's an excellent writer, really stylistic and quite humorous at times. So definitely recommend checking that out. And we're excited to hear what he has to say about our album for sure.
So is that coming out like in a copy that you can pick up in the store? Or, where can listeners find out more about this?
Well, it's an online zine, so Yeah, you can find it online at groundcontrolmag.com.
Groundcontrolmag.com. All right, that sounds great. Moving along here, I've got something I scribbled on a piece of paper, and I don't remember what it says, so maybe you can help me out here. It looks like S-T-O...
Stop.
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 You're killing me here. Come on, help me out.
It's the CD release party at on Main Street.
Oh, right on. Yeah, 7th. Show. This must be show. Okay, so you guys have a show coming up. So when is that happening?
December 7th at the Main on Main.
Main on Main, December 7th. And is there cover? What time are you guys going to be playing at?
Yeah, there's no cover, actually.
Oh, right on.
Yes, which is good. Yeah. And so more money for show beer. Up. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think the doors open around 9, probably start around 9:30. Go on stage, so.
And this is the
it's black tie, so
we're black tie at the Main. So, and this is commemorating your commemorating its
for anniversary
forever. Solidifying your guys' release of the new album, Pistols at Dawn. Where did that name come from? Like, is there any meaning behind that?
I don't know. I just random text messages between Eddie and myself. I just randomly texted a message on Pistols at Dawn for some reason. I think we all worked together, so I think it was like a big day at work and we were getting revved up for that, and it was just like Pistols at Dawn and
kind of just stuff. So do you like your boss?
Yeah, he's awesome.
One of the top 10 players.
All right, so I have a few questions here for you. Let's give these a shot. What role does alcohol play in your music?
Colin?
Kind of drippy, liquidy.
I don't know. It's always nice to have a beer when you're...
I like to have a beer on my hand.
It kind of gives you more nerve and confidence, and then you...
Danger beer.
As long as you don't go over the limit to where you're sloppy when you're playing, that's...
Yeah, so know your musical limit.
That's right. Play within it. Wow.
Yeah, it doesn't...
Take that, children.
For writing, for me, it doesn't really do much for me. Kind of does the opposite. Kind of brings me down into a place I don't really can be creative in, but even playing live, like, I don't like to get too tipsy topsy on stage. It's kind of productive in my opinion, but
rhythm gets off.
Yeah, exactly. Like to be on time when I'm up there, you know.
It looks like we have a caller, and I'm really apprehensive to pick this up. I mean, should we go for it?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Let's see what happens here. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Oh, is this Rapido?
This is Rapido, yes.
Well, you really got a change in my libido. And this is the always disheveled Rosie Petto. And
Mom!
That's why he was reluctant to answer. Could I ask you a few questions, Mr. Libido? Mr. Rapido.
Sure.
So wait, is this Rosie calling?
It's, yeah.
From, where are you calling from, Vancouver?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead and ask away.
Okay, would you rather streak down Davies Street waving your meat or give up meat to have one night of ecstasy with Pamela Anderson Lee?
Whoa.
I could give up meat.
Yeah.
Would it be filmed?
Oh, my God, are you serious?
You're a capitalist, Colin, if you can make some
okay.
There you go.
On a boat?
Hey. What role does marijuana play in your...
No, oh, that's a very good question. That's a great question. Yeah, what is the role of marijuana in everything?
Actually,
in everything.
Well, you know what? Fauxism on this, though. You guys got sizzle. And I don't know. I don't want that skin cancer app because I only come out at night.
Oh.
Just as... The devil's bitch.
Is that a Smashing Pumpkins reference?
I don't know. Am I going to get copywritten?
Hope not.
Oh, word on... Okay, wait.
Okay.
Nice not to see you outside of O-Bar selling your farts and jars out of the trunk of your car anymore. I gotta go. Rosie Petal, signing off.
Rosie, you were amazing, and she's gone.
That was random.
Bye.
That was random and amazing.
Your first call ever?
Awesome.
Whoa.
Wow. How about that?
Rosie Petals.
Okay, I think we should dedicate a song here to Rosie.
Yeah.
And what should we listen to next?
Touch Here should be going to Rosie Petals.
Touch here?
Yeah, Touch Here is
touch
for
here.
Rosie. Yeah.
Good call.
Looks like we're having a technical difficulty here with the internets. The inner tubes have died, and the song has stopped. So we must make a decision. Let's play something else here. How about what should we listen to?
Don't know.
Let's go to how about Cold Machines?
Cold Machines.
Because that's the machines have just ruined touch here.
It's about the internets.
So you guys just clarified here for me too a second ago when I asked you about alcohol, you were all worried maybe about drinking too much or too little, but I was sort of talking about, you know, the alcohol in the songs, right? You know, so do you have songs that talk about drinking or alcohol? I seem to get this sort of country feel.
It's not a focal point.
It's not your focal point?
It's just kind of happens to be the setting of the song. I guess we spend too much time in pubs. But
Just looking at the album cover, it's sort of like this Western cowboy girl with a shotgun or rifle on the back of her.
I think that's more just based on the song Rocky Horse Cowboy, though. It's maybe not encompassing the entire recording.
So you don't think there's a connection between cowboys and drinking?
Oh, I think cowboys are drunk all the time.
Certainly.
Okay, so let's play another track here. We're listening to Rapido, and you are listening to 101.9 FM CITR here in Vancouver, British Columbia. And we're live in the studio, and we're going to try playing another song here. Is this the album?
Yeah, let's play it off the disc.
Then it won't.
Okay, you guys, why don't you talk for a minute, and I'll put the CD in, and we'll try playing it.
All right.
Not on the internet.
Yeah, we should definitely give a shout out to the engineer who did a great job, Craig McCall, who did the engineering at East Van Eden Studios. And he's in some great bands as well. Colin, you can probably talk a little bit better.
Yeah, Great Outdoors, and he's got a couple other new bands that he's in that I don't remember the names.
I think the Washboard, not the Washboard. You know, was it
something? Yeah, but definitely the Great Outdoors. Yeah. DDG Records is all based there. Kingsway and all those bands. Those guys are great.
I think
they have a lot of roots rock thing kind of going on there for sure.
Yeah, you brought some Kingsway in too. We might play some of that. But the mastering was done at Sweet Sound Labs by Greg Meindorf, and he did a great job. I feel anyway.
And that's here in Vancouver.
Yeah, it's here in Vancouver.
So so how long did it take to put this album together? Like, do you just go into the studio for a day, or does you do it for a week, or what's the process?
Three days of recording.
We
were fairly well practiced. Well, we've been playing these songs for probably a year before we actually recorded them.
Okay, so you've been playing them live and stuff in Vancouver,
and just jamming and keeping them tight, with the goal of recording, and then we had the opportunity to go into the Great Outdoors space and do them all in like 2 days and knock them right off. So it went fairly fast.
Then just did overdubbing later.
And then the mixing and mastering process.
Mixing, mastering, all that was done by Greg. Yeah, Sweet Sound Labs, yeah.
All right, so I've got a actual physical CD in the machine now, and we are decoupled from the internet. So let's give Cold Machines another try. All right, let's do this.
Sure. We'll be right back.
not too much more, too much more, not too much more, too much more, not too much more, too much more, not too much more, too much
And we're back on 101.9 FM CITR. My name is Derek. You're listening to Sound Square, and we're here in the studio with Rapido. The song you just heard there was Up in the Sun off their album of the same name. Up on the Sun?
What are you talking about? No, that we just that was the Meat Puppet Stoker.
Wasn't the song called Up on the Sun?
Yeah. But it was by the Meat Puppets.
Yeah,
song, so that was...
Meat Puppets from 1985. I think I was two years old at the time in 1985.
Lost. But the song before was Cold Machines.
Was Cold Machines by Rapido.
Yeah.
And you guys were just mentioning while the music was playing there that the album cover that's on your Bandcamp page.
Yeah.
Tell me about it. Who made it and what's that all about?
I got a good friend, Sharon Zimmerman. She is an excellent artiste. And she's really good at watercolor. And
is that watercolor?
It was, yeah.
And that's really cool.
It, yeah,
yeah.
And
very detailed.
She did some work for me before, and I had this kind of vision in my mind of what like an idea for an album cover, and explained it to her, and that's what she came up with. And yeah, I think it turned out pretty good. And even on our Facebook page, people are really digging the album cover, which turned out, in my opinion, really really good. So I'm really happy about that. Thanks, Sharon.
Thanks, Sharon. So is there any significance behind the person on the cover being a female?
Well, the tune Rocking Horse Cowboy played earlier is kind of about this love triangle gone wrong, and the girl Celine ends up killing two brothers. If you listen to the lyrics, you'll get a little better understanding.
The heroine.
Yeah.
Heroine with a shotgun.
So she's the kind of, yeah, the heroine or whatever, and she there she is, she's got the gun, she's killing people. Yeah. She's pretty sharp with a rifle.
I think this fits really well with the whole pistols at dawn theme.
Exactly.
Lots of guns, lots of women
guns
killing
men.
Saloons.
Okay, so do we want to talk about mushrooms?
No comment on that.
I don't know. Well,
can anyone tell a good mushroom story? I heard a few, I think, earlier today.
Shouldn't we be talking about poppies?
No. Mushrooms and poppies?
Well, we did have this question.
Some vaginas,
on the way,
maybe?
Yeah, on the way over, we were just discussing, like is sex good on, like, mushrooms?
Oh, my God, are we going here?
And
Dahl's like, not again.
I'm
no,
like,
please.
Derek said yes.
Derek said yes.
And I'm like, I don't think so, man. I don't even want to, like, look at one of those things, you know. I might turn into a dragon or something, and that would be
I
the
think
end.
You got to go out on a mission first, and then when you come home and things are calming down, then
I
it's
think
good,
I'm
going to
just
butt
in here right now and say, hi, Mom. I know you're listening. <over there."
laughs> So your mom doesn't listen.
You guys have a Facebook
right
page, right?
Sure.
Is that right?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so if you guys have any input on Rapido's comments on mushrooms and sex, maybe you can
you can
give your feedback
chime
there.
In.
Switchboard is lighting
oh
up.
Oh, my God, it is. Look at it. No, it's not.
I think we do have a caller, but I'm sort of scared to answer it at this point.
Do you really?
Please.
Okay, so let's hear another song here. What do we have next here? Never Safe?
Never Safe, yeah.
And you said you had some...
This is... people are digging this tune, which is... I'm really quite happy about that. I'm getting some good... We're getting some good responses on Facebook and through friends and different channels and whatnot, but...
It's always a favorite live, too, I find.
Yeah. It's kind of a poetic tune, and it's really close to my heart. Just kind of about a horrible, horrible day. 3 or 4 years ago, actually the day that we won the Olympic gold medal in hockey. Just a horrible day, but anyway, have a listen and you can be the
we being like the Canadians.
Well, for me it was absolutely
as Canadians drinking and supporting the Olympic
drinking
team.
Yeah.
It was good for the
good for everyone, but I couldn't even enjoy the Olympic gold medal because it was such a horrible
so
day.
Is,
anyway.
Does this involve a female
well,
or
it
a
does
relationship?
It actually involves quite a few things actually. It was just like this like chain of events. It was just like leading up to just a disaster train wreck of emotions. So anyway,
I'm feeling optimistic.
Yes.
All right, so let's listen to Never Say. But first, a word from our sponsors.
Yay!
I knew I had a problem.
I tried counting calories, eating and eating.
Nobody else could possibly understand.
We understand. We're Overeaters Anonymous, and we have helped thousands of people stop their compulsive eating and start living a healthy, rewarding life.
With OA, I am living again and loving it.
Start living the life you deserve with help from Overeaters Anonymous. Find us on the web at OA.org.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveVan.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Yeah.
expensive cars sped on by. Made me feel like I was nothing and made me think about everything. I hope the gods have mercy. You fire me up. Oh yeah, you fire me up. April is cloudy with a chance of rain. Not happy till it rains.
And dry lancers, and the check when it arrived, we went Dutch, 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 Dutch. A redder shade of net on a whiter shade of trash, and this emery board is giving me a rash. I'm flat out. You're so beautiful to look at when you cry. Freeze, don't move. You've been chosen. Adaptation of the sequel.
and you're still listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is Derek, and the show is Sound Square. We are almost out of time here, so we're going to wrap things up. Before that, though, the song you just heard was Pavement by Shady Lane, and that's off their...
Shady Lane by Pavement.
sorry about that. I was just corrected. It's which one's the band name?
Never Safe was a song.
Pavement's the song. Okay. No, Pavement's the band.
Pavement's the band. The one we just listened to.
Yeah, and that was off their album Bright in the Corners from 1997. And before that, we heard... What did we hear, Derek Dahl, before that?
That was Never Safe by Rapido.
Never Safe by Rapido. All right, so I've been instructed to give a shout-out here to DJ Byron James. So there you go.
Thanks, Rosie.
Thanks for calling in, Rosie. Yeah, Rosie called us back, so we love you, Rosie. And hopefully we'll see you on Rapido's Facebook page. And we're here with Rapido. Thank you, Colin. Thank you, Eddie. Thank you, Dahl. Derek Dahl, for being on the show today. We've been talking about their new album that just came out, Pistols at Dawn. You can check that out on Bandcamp. And that's Rapido, rapido.bandcamp.whatever.com. And there's a show coming up. Rapido will be playing at the Main on Main on December 7th. Yeah, December 7th. Yeah. And this is going to be the CD album launch party, right?
You got it.
Yeah. So bring your party hat.
Yeah.
And your black tie.
Press your party pants.
And I feel like I'm forgetting something. What else can we say?
Well, thank you for having us, man. Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, and we want to... We want to leave the listeners out there with a song, and what are we going to hear?
This tune is called "All Right I Am," and it's just kind of party tune.
So. Overall party rock song about nothing in particular, and everything all at the same time.
Exactly.
That's deep.
It's heavy, man.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
Have a great Saturday.
Sometime I sit on the mountain tops. Oh yeah. Sometime I brown bag it on the boat. Yeah, yeah. I like to eat a lean cuisine.
When you personally, so I gave you a phone call personally, but like it's very, I can easily just.
Canadians are being bought and sold. We can no longer ignore this reality. Each of the 27 million human trafficking victims around the globe has a unique story. 80% of victims are women. 50% are children. This is not only a global injustice, but a local reality. It is happening right now in my community. We are asking you to take action today. Visit endexploitation.com. Get informed and take action. British anti-slavery leader William Wilberforce once said, "Having heard all this, you may choose to look the other way. But you can never say again that you did not know."